In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we will join our hearts in common thanks and prayer. Almighty God, dear Heavenly Father, we have a lot to be thankful for this morning. We thank you for that we have been able to wake up to a new grace day. And we thank you for all the temporal blessings that you have given us. We thank you for our homes, our families, our friends. We thank you for our work and also for suffering or trouble. And we thank you for our daily bread, which you have blessed us. And above all, we thank you for that we have been able to start this day by trusting your grace. And we ask that you may bless this beginning service day, and also that you would give your poor servants such words that would feed and invite and tell of thy good words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For the subject of the sermon and study, I will read from the Paul's first epistle to Corinthians, chapter 13, first 10 verses. These are familiar words of God, and the words will be heard in Jesus' name. Though I speak with the tongues of men, of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and it is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Amen. Dear listener of the word, whether you are here in the tent or wherever you are, maybe some of you are waking up in the tent or in the camper caravan. Once again, we have been given a warm and beautiful summer day. It might be hot there in your accommodation, and often, especially for families with children, the mornings begin with full steam, and the morning can have a lot of hassle in it. And some of you maybe have had a very calm morning, peaceful morning with your spouse or with your friend or even alone. When I walked toward this tent with my wife, we met some nice young people on the field who were amazed and admiring this nice, beautiful summer morning together with us. And if we understood right, they had also been admiring the night time also last night. But we are in different situations. However, we all have been able to wake up to this new day and even a service day. Maybe when you listen to the text, you maybe noticed that there were familiar words in it. At least those of you who have been able to partake in weddings, these words are such that they are often read in weddings, and it is known as the love hymn. And it can be that between the family members in the morning, there can be something going on this morning which calls for this kind of reminding that charity suffereth long and it is kind. Charity envieth not. And this text also said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. When I think of this time we live in and how much in this time we have different kind of speaking, different kinds of music, lots of beautiful words, of course, also ugly words. And through a very wide variety of channels, we listen to different sounds. There are radio stations, there are podcasts and internet, through where we can listen to all kinds of content. Sometimes in the middle of all that flow, or I am reminded about this Bible scripture where they describe that all words will run out and nobody can say everything, that the eye cannot see what it sees. nor I ear is filled with hearing. And in that respect, too, we live in the midst of an age of plenty. And that's why Paul is talking about here in his letter to the Corinthians. If the love of God is missing, everything is just like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. It is of no use for eternity, only for this time. Sure, we understand that entertainments and such content has its own purpose for our lives, but they only have this temporal pleasure or bring some temporal use for us, but there is no eternal joy in them if we lack the love of God. But we are thankful for that too, that we are able to listen to such good publications and good music, which refreshes and strengthens us on this journey of faith. And these are also easily accessed through our phones. And it is also a gift from God. And in this congregation of Corinthians, there were people who were able to speak in tongues. And speaking in tongues was like that other people were not able to understand it. And this is what this text also refers to, that of many languages, they have become really important again nowadays, when we have noticed that the gospel word has been led by God nowadays, so that in different parts of the world, people can listen to God's word in a language that they understand. And then this text continues. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. How would it feel if we had all the knowledge and we knew all the secrets and would also know the skill or the ability to prophecy, which is that skill to explain that divine word of God. If you had such strong faith that you could move mountains, and Jesus teaches elsewhere that even that we could move mountains with just a little mustard seed amount of faith. But if we had all these skills, what would we use these skills for? Would we use them for good or for bad? would they be of some usage for us? I am sure that all these skills would be temporal, give us temporal goods. And it would be nice to say that I know that somebody is planning to buy a new car, even though they would not have told that to anyone. Or when I myself work with financial matters, then if I would know how to predict the financial rates, I could make some good investments. Or for your children who are at the school, it would be useful to know what the teacher would ask in the exam. You would get by studying to that exam a lot easier. I think that we maybe would be very valued or skillful people with all this knowledge, and all these skills. But Jesus reminds us in that Gospel of Matthew that what does it profit a man if he wins the whole world but loses his soul? How can a man buy his soul back? And this text speaks of love in many words. And in Finnish language, we only have one word for describing love. But in the beginning of the original languages of the Bible, there have been many different words for love or different kinds of love. And here in the Bible, in this text, the love refers to such love which is God-born or God-given. Of course, we can apply these texts also for the love between people, and that's why it is often read at weddings, and the human relationships and the love within the congregation is also something that this text can refer to. So between sisters and brothers, this text talks about what we should look for when we love people and each other. Isn't it true that when we live in the midst of this world, when we are surrounded by a lot of them who do not have that mutual gift of faith with us, and there are many of these people very close to us, isn't it so that this similar kind of mind is needed also with them, and especially towards them? And also forgiveness is needed between people. And although gospel cannot be used with every person or in every relationship, it is important yet that we forgive each other. And how can we as humans embody this divine love of God, I think that we can, in all our imperfection, do that when God's love is reflected on us. It can be seen between the spouses, in the home. We want to do good to each other. We want to say good words to each other. And it is not something that we want to merit something because of doing those good deeds, but we do, or we don't do it to get some expectations or repayment. And is this not the same in all human relationships and also in the work of the kingdom of God? That when we have been forgiven ourselves a lot, we have the desire, we have this want to forgive and also love each other. And this is how faith works, that the service mind or that kind of willing mind comes from faith. When the faith is not our own making, but it is a gift from God. And here in these services, we can marvel at it, how these services are organized and created so that many people are working in different volunteer roles, even children, people of all ages are doing something to make this service possible. And also those who are not able to participate in the practical work which is being done here, they also remember us with prayer. And this is also one thing that is not, this is not something that comes from ourselves, but it is God's God-given spirit and love for us, which makes us to want to do these good deeds. Sometimes I have heard this text preached in that way, that that you would replace that word of love with the word of God or Jesus, who is also one of the three persons of God. And when I was testing this so that I would replace all the words of charity with the word of God, or by replacing it with the word Jesus, it would fit that, and the message would go, still be the same. So, and though I had, if I would do it so that, and though I had the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have no God, I am nothing. Many times in daily lives, we notice that it is impossible for us to succeed in this work of love, we have sometimes, especially towards the closest people, there can be a long space between spouses. And even if we are in the same bed, but on the opposite sides with backs against each other. And sometimes when there is some kind of unresolved problem there, you can feel that there is a very big space between two people. But when you get the strength to apologize and ask for forgiveness, and with the gospel, the love is awakened again. It is the same with you children when you get some little fights or arguments with your siblings. Sometimes you may feel that I don't want to have anything to do with these people for a while. Then after having the gospel, then you again feel very close to these people and feel that they are gifts to you. This is how this loving works often between us. It is imperfect. In these times, these phenomena are various, so that some things are explained so that the Bible word is not fully taken into consideration, but some parts of God's word are only taken into consideration. We believers sometimes hear accusations for that we teach falsely. Perhaps now in this time, especially about the matters of sexuality and marriage and many other issues, are also such that we are accused of false teachings. That also, when we say that with this faith you will be saved and you can get to heaven, or that can also be something about baptism. And when we talk about love, we might be asked that why can we not allow people to love whoever they want and do whatever they want? That what bad does it cause us? I would say that it is not taken away from us or myself, but this is not the point. But I understand it so that when we believe that the Bible is the word of God and it is God's law and the revelation of God, it is the supreme instruction for our lives, and that word is opened in the congregation through the Holy Spirit, and the congregation gets that understanding. And I understand marriage in such way that it is something that is meant to be between a man and a woman. And I believe that with this faith, we will one day get to heaven. So when I believe this way myself, how could I teach against my own belief? And how would I lead some other person into that kind of situation that they would get eternal damage for their soul? Wouldn't that be bad or wrong if we thought against our own faith? But our believers' lives and everybody's lives, we all always have to ponder and think, like this text tells us, that everything is incomplete on this earth or during this life, that it is part of this life that we have to ask for that what is right and what is wrong. We are, after all, grace children, free grace children. And as Apostle Paul writes previously in this text, that everything is lawful for me, but not everything is profitable. And that all things are lawful for me, but I must not let myself be ruled by everything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food, and God has made both. And it is good to ask from the Word of God and from believers what is good for us and what will bring us nearer to God and what will take us further from God. Above all, even in this day and age, it is comforting to see that God's love for us human beings is such that even in that wonderful message of Easter, Jesus, with the atonement work, and redemption was able to make everything possible for us. And here in the text, it says that our knowledge is incomplete and the prophecy is incomplete. And at this place where I am speaking here, I feel my own smallness and I'm afraid that I would not speak wrong and give wrong guidings. And Apostle Paul also instructs the Corinthians that there should not be such situation that everybody talks at the same time. So it says that of prophets only two or three may appear or present, and others may judge. And maybe we don't use this judging or criticizing as much these times, but it is something that is understood nowadays also, that if something would go wrong, then sisters and brothers would come and guide us, speakers of the word, because we are not here for our own business or our own interest, but for our common interest, speaking the word of God. We must rely on the congregation which supports us and cares for us. But something that is safe and comforting perspective for all of us is that the faith issue is first and foremost a very simple issue. It is most important that we are able to hear for ourselves personally the forgiveness of sins. And even this morning, this gospel is offered. All sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus, name and blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name and blood. All your sins can be forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And this is how we have this good congregation and God's kingdom, where we are cared and carried. And when we carry this simple faith, we have the safety to travel here. And when I return to this text, we all have understood that everything is incomplete. And when I can now think about my own family's traveling to this service site on Thursday, and many times we said with my wife that this is not very perfect, this our traveling. And although we do not have a little baby with us, the volume was very big in the car. And there were many fights and arguments between the children in the car. And above all, we parents also got involved and we were not acting perfectly ourselves. And at the same time, we were listening to the services and all these fruits of the Holy Spirit, how one should be compassionate and loving and such. I was thinking that it is not something that I have to look for, this incompleteness. It can be found in myself and it is found in everyday life. And although we feel this iniquity or this incompleteness, and we have to it is something that has to be reminded to us that we should be thankful for everything that we have given. Many of us have our temporal lives well, after all. And if we sometimes could rejoice over the gifts that God has given us in such way that children can I remember that recently my son got new pants with nice pockets. He was so thankful for that he had new nice pants with pockets, that he was very happy about this small thing, that this is something that we could learn from as adults. Many times we often find faults and incompleteness in everything, that maybe we think that it's good to have a shirt and some pants, but the pockets of the pants are empty and we are always looking for something more. And we should be thankful for everything that God has given us, although we feel lacking and we are still lacking something. We should ask from the Heavenly Father in prayer for something that we need, and yet be thankful for that what we have. And the best for me is that we have better things ahead of us. And one day our journey will end, and as the owners of this faith we can, and we know that, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And this is something that we can look for when we live and believe only for this day and travel day by day. And now where you are, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And I want to also hear this gospel for myself. Can I have my sins and doubts forgiven? I want to believe together with you. And in this kingdom, we can happily and in security travel day by day until the ends of our lives. We say safely in Jesus' name, amen.